Wisconsin Environment is part of a national campaign called No Bees, No Food. The group's Robert Abrahamian says they want the Environmental Protection Agency to ban a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids.
The science is clear, and the time for action is now.
The Wisconsin Farm Bureau doesn't support a ban. The Bureau's Karen Geffert helped drop the state's pollinator protection plan.
I think that's premature, and I think that there are multiple factors that are contributing to colony collapse.
But Geffert acknowledges that bees are important to several crops grown in Wisconsin, including apples, cranberries, and cucumbers.
To say that if we didn't have bees, we wouldn't have food is an extreme statement, but we need to have pollinators.
The state's pollinator protection plan calls for voluntary actions such as increasing roadside plantings and pollinator-friendly home gardens. The City of Madison's food policy director, Mark Wolf, notes the city will reduce mowing in parks and other areas.
This is a balance. We will receive complaints from citizens that prefer to have their green belts mowed.
An EPA study released earlier this year found the harm of pesticides varied depending on the crop, from none at all to significant. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.